This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Who sucks less on the way? The word has annoying lingo. Did you only hear it work in our question today, talking about getting sick? Who or what are you pretty sure got you sick? 844-999-OLA.
We've heard from a few people, and we've heard it through social media for years, a lot of these sugar-free candies. For whatever reason, people that consume these, both the gummies, most prominent, we had a guy just called about Jolly Ranchers.
You know what it was about the gummies, man? It was the fact that early on, whoever was selling them, there was a review online. I'm not sure if it was Amazon or if it was Walmart or whatever. You're allowed to go there and leave a review of the product. And it was just comical, the number of reviews about people who were having a really difficult time in the bathroom. And that's kind of how that gained traction.
Right, but it was universal.
The side effects said the same thing.
Well, someone explained, multiple people. These are the same people, Miles, that know a lot about female hyena genitalia. They have now checked in today to let us know that in a lot of these sugar-free candies, they use what's called alcohol sugar. And alcohol sugar, in addition to being a diuretic, also fills your gut with gas. And that's why so many people poop themselves and just fart all the time.
Well, then why wouldn't that be like something that you would put in X-Lax?
It could be. I mean, who knows?
It's alcohol sugar substance.
And then someone else points out, they say in jail, people will buy sugar-free candy just so they can stink the whole place up and see who they can piss off. And I know I did.
Wow, so, Jesus Christ.
Maybe not people, but he did.
You did.
Yeah.
That's very specific.
I mean, I want the sugar-free
I'm going to win the fart game.
He got nothing else
man. Seriously, man.
We played darts. Hello, Tim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, about 12, 15 years ago, me and my ex-girlfriend were down in Cabo, and every time we're down there, we always, go to Costco or Walmart or something like that to go pick up some supplies for the hotel room. On the way there, we're just walking there. On the way there, we walked across this one field, and this big breeze blew up, and this big old huge dust cloud came up, and I just sucked that thing in, and holy moly, did I get sick right after that.
How long did it take?
About half an hour.
Damn.
And got back to the hotel room. I couldn't breathe. Like an idiot, I didn't see a doctor down in Mexico. I finally get home and see a doctor up here, and he gave me all kinds of antibiotics. He kept asking me if I ever smoked because my lungs were that bad. And
Jesus,
I never smoked a day in my life.
What do you think it was?
Yeah, it was pretty messed up.
I know, but what did they speculate that you inhaled? I realize it's
is
dust.
It fecal
the dust.
Stuff,
I mean, was it to pollen? What do you know?
Some kind of spore. They weren't too sure. It could have been anthrax. Right.
Jesus Christ, man. It could have been anthrax. Yeah. Well, like, was it a cow pasture?
Did they just play down there with Sammy at the cantina?
What was that again? I'm sorry.
Was it the band Anthrax play with Sammy at the cantina? What just happened? I mean, how in the hell is there anthrax? Just
probably cattle,
I guess.
I mean,
no idea. It was just a big open field, and this breeze blew through, and it was...
But you're telling me that when you went to the doctor, he assumed you smoked because your lungs were that wrecked.
Yeah, I never smoked a day in my life.
Damn,
man. Has this left any repercussions throughout the years? Are you back to normal? The doctor says you're okay now?
It's to this day. Every time I get the crud, a couple weeks ago, I had the crud really bad, and it just messes my lungs up so bad where it hurts to breathe.
Huh.
And every time I go see the doctor, they're just trying to tell me to give me some antibiotics, and I'm really getting tired of getting those things.
Well, I mean, they say like it could be a spore. That's fantastic. What kind of spore do they think it is?
They weren't 100% sure. They said it was something.
How long ago was this?
This is 15, at least 15 years ago.
But you still think that you're dealing with it to this day, right?
Oh, yeah.
So the spore is still not in your lungs, is it? I can't be.
No, the spore is gone. I'm sorry. But the scarring is still there.
The damage is gone.
Okay. All right. Still, man. Damn.
Yeah.
All you wanted to do is go to Cabo and drink tequila, get laid.
Wanted to go to Costco. Walks across the field, breathes in some dust. The next thing you know, people think you've been smoking your entire
life. All I wanted was a tray of turkey pinwheels.
Mm-hmm.
Come back and can't breathe.
Hello, Jim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hey, so, it is sugar alcohol. My story was about a pound of sugar-free jelly beans at a movie, and 3 hours later, actually, all the way to water. because when you have bad diarrhea, you get thirsty. I got to the point that I was drinking so much water, it came out completely clear.
Yeah.
Completely clear.
No way.
Yes. Unbelievable. I couldn't. It went on for 3 hours. I was hard to believe. But anyways, so you covered that, sugar alcohol. But I got another one. So, and I don't know if a lot of teenagers are this way. When I was 13, 14 years old, I had this ability to drink straight alcohol. Just grab a jug and start chugging the stuff down, and it would make me sick.
I'd like to think, for the most part, we don't know.
Yeah.
If most 13 or 14 year olds can chug alcohol.
I never did that when I was 13 or 14 years old. I mean, I might have sipped
but I didn't. Started young.
Yeah, you really did if you're chugging it.
Yeah, I think I'd get sick later, but as far as just drinking it, you know, I wouldn't gag. So I'm at a buddy's house, and his parents are, you know, out of town, and we did the typical thing where you skim a bit off the bottle, you know, and then
Once again, men's room colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
And yes, Jim, parents hate that when you replace their booze with water.
Most people do. Anybody does.
Right.
Anyone.
Right. Just leave it, take it, and do whatever. So the bet was that I wouldn't be able to drink a 12-ounce tumbler. And this is after already having 2 really, really strong drinks. I couldn't drink a 12-ounce tumbler with everything out of the booze cabinet. So whiskey, gin, vodka, filled all the way to the top, and I said, it's just got to have ice in it. Dropped an ice cube on it. Of course, it melted instantly, and the thing was, got to chug that whole thing without stopping. So I proceeded to do that, and, you know, it's getting late. I got to go home. So I walked my bicycle 1 block because I rode my bike. I get home. My mom's asleep in the chair. I just mumble, I'm going to bed. I'm out. The next thing I remember, or the only thing I remember, was my light coming on in the bedroom, and I'm covered in vomit. Just puke everywhere. I got sick in my sleep. My mom heard me, turned on the light, and came in. But, yeah, that's what made me sick.
Yeah, I bet it did. You know what? I would recommend no one ever doing anything like that in their lifetime.
I think that's the hardest thing about my teen years was turn 13, chug every form of alcohol, and next thing you know, bad morning.
So I went to the Shell station, and I checked, I put it on diesel, and then I took the hose, and I put it down my mouth, and I turned it on. And it turns out I threw up, and I was sick and almost died.
All over myself.
Don't do that.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, we all have those stories as teenagers.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
yeah. I can remember being like 17 and doing almost the exact same thing.
What, you filled up everything into a glass and chugged it?
Yeah. Like, we didn't know. We didn't know what we were doing. So
you
it was
don't
just
know what
like, we would just mix. We were having like a contest. Who could drink more? It was awful.
I remember puking
my brains out in a 24-hour fast food joint.
I think it is important that you go through that if you're going to. And the only reason I say this, same thing we say with little kids, and we can make fun of them where. You can tell it. Don't touch this. It's hot. But they don't know what hot means. They know you're giving them a warning, but they cannot comprehend what it is. And then they touch the hot ass whatever, right? Burn the piss out of themselves. And now they understand. So we can tell anyone, man, whatever you do, don't do what all of us did. And chug this booze, this booze. But the thing is, like, we're saying this, but there's no way to truly explain to you exactly how awful it is possible to feel as a human being, but no, you're not dying. Like, you actually want to be dying. You want to die, but you're not. And there's no way to get it until you have one of those nights. Mm-hmm. And you go like, right, get it, man? That's all. Yep. But, like, there's no way to explain it. Like, so go ahead, do it, man. My money says you won't do it more than once.
Yeah, I mean, I cannot repeat this enough. I woke up in a 24-hour fast food place in a college town, in College Park, with my head on the toilet.
Ooh.
To this day, it grosses me out.
What establishment were you
at? It's not important.
Okay, all right.
Let's just say the bathroom had been used a lot.
Oh, no.
So no one came in to check on you? Because I had a buddy pass out in a bathroom in Chicago, fell down, knocked his head, I had to go in and pull his ass out.
But you were older.
Right. I was like,
and
all
I bet
right,
you it was nicer.
Where is he? What happened? But it was still the same dumbass situation. You know what I mean? Like, I still had to deal with it.
Yeah, he was old enough to know better.
Right, exactly. So I still.
I mean, I came out after. If you want the. Look, here, real quick. So somebody finally comes in like, dude, you got to get out of this bathroom. Like, right. So then I went out.
Was it a friend of yours or just a regular customer?
No, it was one guy came in and just left, and then a friend came in and said, come on, you got to get out of here. Then I went back to the table and proceeded to stick a cheeseburger in my eye.
In your eye?
I was trying to eat it and missed. It was just like, ugh.
Right.
I mean, you kept grinding it in.
Yeah, it was bad. And the whole idea was we were going to waste time, so my mom didn't find out. By the time we got home, my mom was like, you are wasting.
Oh, yeah. Good night, though.
Can you imagine watching somebody try to eat a burger?
Why do you have ketchup in your eyebrow?
Oh, right. Awful.
I mean, it's the only way to know that you have the capacity to be that stupid is to get that drunk, man.
Yeah, I mean, look. I mean, again, that was 17. I'm 37, so right. That's
20 years.
20 old. Years. Thank you. I am still embarrassed and grossed out that I did that.
Well, to wake up, 8 inches above other people's poop.
Yes.
That to me is like the hamburger to the eye. You go like, all right, look, man, that's funny. You're drunk. We've all done dumb stuff. But just the idea of like you open your eyes and basically you're face down right above other people's poop, man. And how long do you think you'd been like that?
Oh, probably like 10 or 15 minutes.
So you're just breathing it in. I can't believe you get like pink eye.
And that's the other thing, too. It's like this place generally has clean toilets. But you got to keep in mind, like, this is College Park, Maryland, just a mile or two outside, or a few miles outside the city. Like, this McDonald's had a line every night.
Right.
It's Friday night, like 12:30 at night. Like, people have been using this toilet.
And not flushing it, apparently.
No!
Who or what are you pretty sure got you sick? We've got your emails coming up for the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. Also still to come, return of Who Sucks Less, and the word has some annoying lingo that you only hear at work. That is all on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
A question, who or what are you pretty sure got you sick? Here come those emails in the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got
Guys, I was on a hot streak one January, was able to land 5 girls in 1 week. Wow. I went and got my routine test, and I had chlamydia after many awkward calls. I could not figure out how I got it. Years later, I'm talking to my best friend, and he's telling me how his sister kept getting chlamydia from her cheating boyfriend. I started laughing and had to tell him, thank you. Now I know where I caught it from that one time, because she never told me. He laughed and said, I'm probably the only guy he's happy she's been with. She dates a bunch of losers. Guys, a couple friends and I got
chlamydia
invited.
Chlamydia is the best one. We get antibiotics.
Yeah.
If you got to get an STD.
If you have to get one.
That is the one, right.
A couple of friends and I got invited to a Super Bowl party after a few years ago where the host invited some of his family as well. The host's uncle was talking up that chili to everybody. So everybody tried it, and it was, in fact, really good. However, when my friends and I got home, all three of us had the stomach flu and all had to stay home from work the next day and trying to figure out where we got sick from. I texted the host to see if anyone else got sick. Everyone, every single person got sick, minus one person, the chili chef who recently had gotten over the stomach flu.
Oh, no.
Keep on rocking.
So, because he was sick, he made the whole batch
chili. Yeah, dude, got everyone else sick.
Guys, I'm pretty sure the sun got me sick. I was out on the beach of a huge lake, jet skiing, having a great time. Suddenly, I felt incredibly ill. I run to the lakeside restroom. The foulest smelling building ever, by the way. No ventilation. Had to do my business and was sweating buckets. Finally get outside and feel like I'm going to pass out. Well, my buddy gets his truck stuck in the sand, so I have to go get help. Afterward, I feel like I'm going to vomit. I'm sweating. I feel like I'm freezing. We're at my buddy's cabin for the weekend and spent the rest of the night switching from taking a shower to lying down under a blanket. Everyone was partying.
Oh.
Jesus. Walking by me and offering me words of support and mockery. Felt much better the next day. Pretty sure it was heat stroke. Old bitches.
That sounds like heat stroke.
Either that or, well, seriously, some kind of food poisoning.
Mike came over and looked in the window to check. Like, everything all right?
That's fart, man.
Yeah, I think that's amazing. It's like a splash. Bitches, you guys keep talking about the turkey on the airplane. I am one of the captains for Virgin America that flew it from San Francisco to Seattle.
Not anymore, you're not.
Lady told me she got it after her husband died and became attached to it. She seemed a little unstable, but the bird behaved better than most of our guests. It was wearing a diaper, and she brought it to the window seat. My flight attendants told me it just sat there and looked out the window the entire flight. Afterward, I had to bring it up to the flight deck for a photo op. That from Sean.
Look, man, all I'm saying is this. If that husband could come back from the grave and say, wait a minute, you basically replaced me. You lost me, but you have found comfort in a diaper-wearing turkey? See, I'd haunt your ass.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but like that's when I'm coming back from the dead. Like,
probably
this is not all right.
Probably a better companion.
I'm just laughing about animals and diapers.
I know. There's it's the turkey funny. And a diaper yes, looking yes, at the plate.
I've seen many of them. Believe it or not.
Yeah, little dogs?
Sure.
Yeah, man.
Guys, we purchased beachfront property in Panama several years ago. Yeah, that's right, bitches. I have my own grove of coconut trees.
Suck it.
Last trip we took last Thanksgiving was going great. Then we came back home. On the way back at the Houston airport, I felt a slight rumble in my gut, but just figured it was the airline food. Once back home, Montezuma's revenge came on full force. I thought I was going to die. The doctor and I narrowed it down to the meal I had at the Chinese buffet we came across in the middle of the Panamanian jungle. Looking back, it was one of the strangest things we saw on that trip, and it probably was not the best choice that day.
You stopped at a Chinese buffet in the middle of the jungles of Panama.
Be cool, bitches.
You had to know you were going to get sick.
Do we have
right?
Any comments on there?
Yeah, we got a few here. Let's see. Question of the day. Pretty sure I get a slight touch of food poisoning every time I eat at my mother-in-law's house. She'll leave meat out on the counter for hours at a time, then proceed to serve it up. With love, but no basic food handling skills.
Mm.
When my four-year-old was sitting on the toilet, she began yelling, "Help! Help! My poop is melting!" Turns out she had diarrhea. What got me sick? Oysters in Florida. I was bedridden for 4 days. I'd only get up to either pee out of my butt or vomit anything besides water. It says, my douche ex gave me type 1 herpes, gonorrhea, chlamydia, and a UTI in one night. And that's how I found out he was cheating.
You think?
Wow.
Damn. That is a lot of going on right there.
That's the rainbow, man.
I don't know who he was having sex with.
100 people.
Yes, it was not good. And 100 people who were not taking care of themselves.
And he was not using condoms. Anything else we can add to let him know?
No,
no. He's
time for,
dirty.
A few extra emails here for the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
And he itched a lot.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Sounds like he was out there chasing waterfalls.
Oh,
don't go chasing
green ones,
waterfalls.
Ones that look like cottage cheese.
Cheese, get a UTI gonorrhea.
Bacholas, it's my 21st birthday. I don't know anyone who listens to your show like I do, so I'm requesting my own birthday shout out. I would love the dirty Germans telling me about the trouble I'm going to get into. Thanks. Love you guys. That from the lovely Sarah.
Sarah, for your birthday, I'm going to act like Amazon and deliver my package straight to your trunk.
Yeah, Sarah, I see you spell your name with an H. But on this 21st birthday, that H will be for ho. It's going to be dirty.
Hello, my friend Tyler's turning 22. I was wondering if you could give him a shout-out. He makes doors for a living, so I was wondering if you could give him a Your Penis Is Too Small and have the dirty Germans talking about doors. Thanks, guys. That from Paul.
Your penis is too small!
Yeah, for your birthday, there'll be an advantage to you working with doors. It means you worked with hardwood and knobs.
Yeah, I was going to say, everybody uses their hands on the knobs, and everybody gets a turn.
Turn the knob.
Birthday shout out to Raymond in dirty German style, please. Thanks, guys. That from Sandra.
Yeah, I was watching the news. They said the astronomer said that Uranus smells like rotten eggs. I would let you find out for myself.
Yeah. One question, Ray. Do you like nuts?
Only guys, 4 years ago, I got hired onto a project at a company I work for now and met one of the okayest people I know, Mr. Lightfoot. It just so happens on his day more than 4 years ago, he was also born and a big fan of the show. I know he would love to hear some dirty Germans. Happy birthday, buddy, and I hope your day is above average. Thanks, guys. That from Victoria.
Yeah, I'm not saying that my genitalia has a cold, but my penis might sneeze tonight.
Yeah, and after that, maybe it'll light up. It'll be golden.
Hola, Bacholas. Today's my 23rd trip around the great big ball of fire. Before we do my birthday request, I want to thank all of you guys for what you do. Had kind of a tough year. For my birthday, can I get a Your Penis Is Too Small? Mike Hawk saying dildo and the dirty Germans. Talking about my red-headed girlfriend. Thanks, guys. And Wobbin. That's from Cody.
Yeah, I will never understand after spending time with your girlfriend why you only say red-headed.
Yeah, I know these red-headed girlfriends. Often, friends refer to that as a slip and slide.
I like her red soul patch on her waist.
Yeah.
All the naked ladies!
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Whoa, what happened?
Mike's got something to say.
No, I don't. Happy birthday.
All the naked ladies, today marks the 26th year I've been on this earth. It's been quite an adventure, owning a doggy daycare and all. How about a suck it up cupcake and the dirty Germans talking about how beautiful it is outside? Thanks, guys. That from Josie, the dog nanny.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, I know it is beautiful outside, but part your curtain so I can look inside.
Yeah, Josie, it's beautiful out there. Maybe a great day to see your pussycat.
Let the sun shine.
Bitches, it's my big 3-0, and I was hoping that you guys would be able to give me a barbershop fish sandwich, please. Thanks, guys. That from Lucky.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning, at noon.
At noon.
And at night.
All the bitches, how about a birthday shout-out to my friend Jesse, a.k.a. the Gnome. He is 32. You might say this does not sound that old, but Gnome has been in school studying computer programming since we graduated high school in 2004. He also lives in the best trailer park above the only treatment plant in town. And yeah, ladies, he is single. How about throwing him a your penis is too small? Thanks, guys. That from Boomer. And finally, Ola wanted to wish my very good friend Brett a very happy 43rd trip around the sun. He just moved, guys, to Jacksonville, Florida, and we want him to know that he is missed. How about a classic fish sandwich? It was our inside joke at work. Thanks, guys. Ed from Amber.
Fish sandwich.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you. Bitches.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Oh, guys, I love the Billy Bass talking bass. I hook mine up to Alexa for S and Giggles. I'm from Upper Michigan, and it is effing funny as hell. That from Dustin. Here's more on Billy the Big Mouth Bass. Ola, I happen to own a Billy Big Mouth Bass that sings, "Don't worry, be happy.
Don't worry.
And take me to the river." I got it at a church rummage sale. But there are actually a few different kinds besides Billy. There is Travis the singing trout that also sings two songs, Doo-Wah Diddy and Rock the Boat. Then there is one who they call Bubba the Catfish. This one says many different hilarious quotes and sings the song Bad to the Bone. I have owned both of said fishes. My dad actually threw Bubba across the room one night because he was fed up with it. Believe it or not, it still worked, as those things are tough.
Who hits singing fish more?
That
drunk
Paul.
Guy or kids?
Hmm.
So they're both going to, let's say it's
both
your children
overdo it.
Or it's me and Miles at your house, Thrill. We know you're annoyed with the singing fish.
But it's easier with the kids. Because the kids, I can, look, here's the difference. As friends, if you threaten us, what you've basically told us to do is amp up whatever you're doing. Right. Oh, really? Does this annoy? At least with the kids, I can threaten them with something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I can, some empty promise that they don't realize yet, but, like, it'll scare them enough to stop doing it.
And finally, Ola Dinosaurs and Wobbin. I've snapped more times than I can count on when someone snapped, but the best one I've ever heard of was my friend. He had a weed eater that just would not start after fixing it for the 100th time. So after it wouldn't start, he finally wrapped it around a tree and broke the engine off the shaft. Jeez. He then picked up the engine by the pull string and threw it. And as it was flying through the air, it finally started. Rock on, boys. That from Jacob, listening on 98.9 The Rock in lovely Kansas City. All right, still to come, the word has annoying lingo that you only hear at work. But first,
now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Yay! Time once again for Who Sucks Less. Steve and Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news. It is up to us to determine which of these three stories suck the least. Now, if you follow us on Twitter, at Men's Room Live, check out the Men's Room there and like us on Facebook. Hell, we're even up on Instagram. If you haven't seen us there as well, the debate is already underway in Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And today we have a group of misogynists, for lack of a better term, also an online community in Canada. They'll be competing against the owner of an organic popcorn store from Emory, California. And together they'll be taking on a young man from Tukwila, Washington. All right, but let's start in Canada. Incels, all right, that's the name of the online community. It's a bunch of misogynists
who are, they self-identify as, quote, involuntarily celibate. I think we can imagine what they look like.
Isn't this the guy?
It is the guy, but here's the thing.
Is it involuntarily?
In other words, they can't kick game, they're ugly, whatever the problem is, but they blame women for all of this, right? It has nothing to do with them. But anyway, they flocked to support the man accused of killing 10 people in a van in Toronto. The sect of guys, which congregates on sites like Reddit and 4chan, they adopted the driver of the van as, quote, their new saint, after it was reported that he had posted about it on a website that they frequent, and he praised the anti-woman UC Santa Barbara murderer, Elliot Roger, right before he did the van attack. So these guys say, I hope this guy wrote a manifesto, because he could be our next saint. This is what people are saying in support of him. If you don't know, when this guy drove his van in Toronto, predominantly all he hit were women. Okay, that was his goal, because he hates women, because women find him unattractive. Now, one poster he wrote on the incel.me, that's a forum where all these guys get together, spread that name, speak of his sacrifice for our cause. That's what these guys look at. Worship him, for he gave his life for our future. That was from someone else. Apparently, the guy that drove the van posted shortly before the attack. He says, the infantry of 10, I'm wishing to speak to Sergeant 4chan, please. The rebellion has already begun. We'll overthrow all the Chads and Stacys, blah, 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 blah. You have a group of people that support this guy because he targeted women, and the reason they don't like women is because women don't find them attractive. I want you to keep that in mind. That's at the root of their issue. Now let's go to the CEO of an organic popcorn store in Emeryville, California. He was seen by multiple witnesses chasing black customers out of his store over the weekend while also calling them the N-bomb. Mark Stone, he's the founder and CEO of this place, he confirmed that an employee had hurled a racial insult to black customers while demanding they leave the store. Unfortunately for him, there was a picture and video of him doing it. So although he initially blamed the unnamed employee for hurling the slurs, he stopped responding to the newspaper that had been interviewing him when they started confronting him with the evidence that he was actually, one, the only employee at the store that day, and that every witness there pointed him out. So here's the guy chasing him down the street because, you know. Now let's go to Tukwila, Washington, where a man left notes at Washington State bus stops. He was seeking to buy underage girls' underwear. Well, he showed up for a meeting with an undercover detective because, of course, he thought it was one of these girls, a guy, Darren Frederick Jones. He's a Boeing employee. He was arrested and charged with child sex-related crimes. The investigation began when high school students reported that the notes were found at bus stops in Tukwila and the surrounding area, and he was offering cash for girls' underwear. A detective, posing as a 14-year-old girl, texted the number of the suspect, agreed to meet with him, and in addition to offering to pay $80 for the underwear, the guy agreed $300 if he could make, quote, sexual contact with her, $2,000 if she would agree to take photos in her underwear and or nude photos. Now, the sheriff's office says the suspect was arrested when he showed up with what he thought would be a 14-year-old girl's residence, and asked her to come out to his truck. It should be noted that in his truck, they found a handgun, a machete, a hatchet, $2,380 in cash, which, if you add it up, is the exact amount he'd be willing to pay for his three requests, and a camera. He was charged with attempted commercial sex abuse with a minor, et cetera, et cetera.
That's a sick individual.
That is a very sick individual. So, essentially, we have the group in Canada. I don't know if they're necessarily in Canada. From
well, thank
around
God
the world,
that guy was caught. I wonder if he had committed any acts prior to
who, bus stop guy?
Yes.
I don't know. I saw a picture of the notes, and I mean, he had them kind of like laminated, and he'd leave these things at the bus stops or bus shelters, and basically what I just told you, here's what I'm willing to pay for, whatever. He did not think that the police somehow would get wind of this and get involved, but they ended up catching him, but I don't know if they found anything else to say he had done this before.
Yeah, I mean, that's always my question. How can you be that dumb? But on the same token, you're already committing a heinous, dumb right. crime, so...
Yeah, the depth of people's stupidity.
Oh,
don't
man.
Let that sound.
Okay. So he sucks a lot.
Yes, he does.
The group that thinks that what that guy did in Canada is cool sucks a lot.
I think it's tremendous.
I think the CEO of the organic popcorn store, who was seen chasing the customers out of a store, calling the N-word, sucks a lot as well. Boy, this is a tough one.
Look, I'm black. I'm going to tell you right now, the CEO sucks the least. I just say, well, and racism is rampant in this country. I'm not trying to go down that road, but listen, if you're black, you're like, yeah, okay, so that happened. But the other thing is, you can stop going to his business.
That's what I was going
to
say.
And he's
I
mean, not the only guy that doesn't like black people. I think we know that. So you don't have to go to his business. And now that it's out there, I assume his business will take a hit.
Yeah.
The people in not the know, in organic. Canada, but the
try
people.
Aaron's white cheddar popcorn. That's delicious. Buy that.
I was said today, like, are you guys going to start doing commercials for them?
For Aaron?
I would.
Like, YouTube I would in a heartbeat. Yeah.
It's ridiculous, man.
I'll do Tim Cascade, man. I'll do the whole damn line. Anything they shoot my way, I'll eat it. The debate continues, by the way, on Who Sucks Less. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. All right, coming up, we're going to drink and toast. The shot of the day is moments away, and the word has annoying lingo that you only hear at work. That's coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Coming up, we'll drink and toast. The shot of the day is moments away, but first.
The word.
Time for the word, and today we have some annoying lingo that you only hear at the office here, as according to a new survey.
Yeah, like, get back to work.
72% of us sometimes use the annoying cliche phrases, but believe it or not, we only use these phrases for the majority of the time at work. It's an almost different language we speak, even though we know we should know better. And here are the ones we say the most. Some phrases that just missed the top nine. The term synergy.
God, right. Stop.
It means when everyone's working together in the same energy
but
flow.
We can't say that. We have to say synergy.
Back to the drawing board. That means we got to start over.
I'm okay with that.
That's basic. How about a paradigm shift?
I'm okay with that if you're telling the truth. People use the term paradigm shift like they use the term literally. Like, you don't minimize what a paradigm shift is.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, Motley Crue, Guns N' Roses, The Beatles were a paradigm shift to the rock genre. Poison was not. And I'm not dishing on Poison, but it's like, look, a paradigm shift. What the hell?
What happened there? Sorry.
Easy fella.
Yeah, okay, I'm getting ready already for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think paradigm shift, when it's used correctly, I like it.
Right, but not. Here's the thing. Not everything's literal. Not everything's a paradigm shift. That's
right. The terms touch base, I'll loop you in, and team player all just missed the top 10. But here are the top 10 phrases we know better than to use at work. Number 10 is a win-win situation. It's going to be a win-win situation.
Right, which basically means you're losing.
Right, because I'm the one telling you it's a win-win situation.
Right, it's a win-win.
I don't mind the phrase, but like paradigm shift, and literally, I don't believe you. Oh, it's win-win.
That means that you are getting the upper hand.
Right. That's
what I typically think of win-win is like, all right, we'll do this tonight, and then, right. Yeah, we'll go out to dinner tomorrow. Right.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win. Number nine, let's circle back. Let's circle back.
I hear that one a lot, yeah.
Which means that we don't really know the answer to this right now.
Well,
we have an idea of what's going on. We have no way to solve it. Let's just drop it for a while, come back later, and then we'll talk about it again.
I think it depends on the situation. I think you'll agree with this. In the meetings we have exclusively with the show,
mm-hmm.
We hear that a lot because we have a tendency to get off topic.
Yeah.
So our boss will say, let's circle back to what the hell I was talking about. Like, our bad boss.
Number eight, let the cat out of the bag. Let the cat out of the bag.
I think everybody, that's not just work, man. That
could be a lot of things. Pushing the envelope is still in the top 10, believe it or not. If you're pushing the envelope, then if you're not pushing the envelope to some degree as far as trying to better yourself and your job,
why
are you
at work?
Yeah, exactly. Like, whether you're a band or whether you're an accountant or whatever. Don't count your chickens before they're hatched in number 6. Throw you under the bus at number 5. Office terms that we should stop using, annoying as hell. At 4, let's do the heavy lifting. Number 3, let's hammer it out. And yes, number 2 is still think outside the box.
Stop it!
A brand new number 1, give 110%. And yes, this is not an ESPN Sports Center. There you go.
And it is impossible.
Bob and have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized.
Austin Keita!
And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 24-year-old Kiana Wallace of Belmont County, Ohio. Now, Kiana was facing a drug test. I don't know if she was on probation, if it was for a job, but like most people with drugs in their system, she decided to ask a friend to provide the actual urine sample. Well, there were two problems. First, they actually figured out that the pee wasn't hers, which immediately got her arrested for tampering with evidence, right? Turns out that's a big deal, right? Now, the second problem was that the borrowed urine sample, it also tested positive for drugs.
Oh.
Which was one of the tip-offs that it might not be hers, because she said basically, like, how could there be pee, or how could there be drugs in my bed, such? It's not even mine. There you go. They figured it out. Now, in court, the judge was quoted as saying, let me get this straight. To avoid a positive test with your own urine, you'd use someone else's urine who turned out to be positive also? That's bizarre. Kiana, believe it or not, given 18 months for it.
Okay. Wow.
18 months. I want to say 6 in prison, 12 probation. And again, I don't know if she violated a probation fiz for work, but here's the thing, man. Me and Mike Hawk were talking about it earlier. I would pee dirty, but I know who not to ask. That's all.
Yeah.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our knees. Down the hola, bitch, hola!
Let's get caller 9 on the line right now. 844-999-OLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.